Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Becky Blades.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You bet. Becky, we announced that you are an author, but beyond that, you have a long list of kinds of things you've done. Entrepreneur, civic enthusiast, strategist. Let's talk a little bit about, before we talk about your book, which is called Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone, a little bit about your past. You had a public relations firm that you sold, and you've still been doing some of that kind of work. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life.
Yes, I was a journalism major, and one of the things you do when you write for other people is you learn that other people need writing. So I had a public relations firm for about 12 years, and then I sold it to do art and do some of my own writing and do some other business ventures. So over a fairly long career, I've done several things. I like to shake it up.
Well, and then related to that, you know, one of the kind of little sayings is start what you finish. Yours is sort of the opposite of that. I see here in a little bit of information about you that you've started 2,865 projects and finished 127. Some people say that's not a good example. Tell us, like, why you think that's a good kind of thing to do.
Actually, it's my startistry philosophy is start more than you can finish. I really believe that starting things, that being creative and initiating the ideas that you have is just one of the things that keeps us moving forward, keeps us energized and without regrets in life. So that fact is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the point is I've started a lot of things and not finished all of them, and that's what I advocate for my girls. This book, for example, was started as several different things. It started as a different kind of a book. It started as several art projects, but then when it came time, when my daughter said, put these things together in a book, all of those starts turned into one important finish.
You bet. And I'm thinking, you know, you made a conscious decision not to finish some things. You try them out and say, no, this isn't for me. Is that correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of businesses that I thought would be fun lifestyle businesses. For example, an jewelry accessories firm. I found out that's a very labor-intensive business. I was very glad I went through all the motions and investigated it, or I would never have known. And I met some people and learned some things along the way.
So I'm sure you have several things in this book, and we should describe the book, because most people, they think of a book, either fact or fiction, that you pick it up and there's chapters and you kind of read through the chapter. That's not what this book is like.
Right. It's 270 pieces of advice. The shortest one is stretch, and the longest one is a page-long lecture about showing your dreams who's boss. Or an essay, if you will. So they all came from a letter that I wrote my daughter when she was a freshman in college. And I started that as a journal entry when she was home her senior year of high school. And I was observing her and seeing that, oh my gosh, even though she seems like an adult and she's going to be gone in a year, she really, there's a lot she needs to know that college is not going to teach her. So in a playful way, which our family is like, we're kind of a funny household. I kept a log of all the things I think she thought she wasn't doing or knowing, and then I sent it to her after she went to college, because when I started to talk to her about these things, of course we were in fights all the time. You don't talk to an 18-year-old about 270 pieces of advice.
and at 18, you know everything.
Right.
It's only later to say, well, maybe I don't know everything. Maybe I should kind of pay attention to what my mom has learned through life experience.
Right. That, I don't know when that comes, but I'm told it comes.
Yes.
And and I'm also told that, you know, advice from somebody else's mom sometimes works better than your own mom. So in a way, this book is more helpful to other people because it allows moms to give these things to their daughters. So it starts with the laundry, because that was a particular problem of my daughter. both my daughters, actually. I don't know what I did wrong, but they know how to work a washing machine. They just can't quite get the stuff to it. And so when I sent her this email, in the subject line I had, "Do your laundry or you'll die alone," in order to scare her into opening the email.
Yeah, it does kind of get your attention.
Right.
Yes. Because you go, what? No, that isn't the way it works. But anyhow, yes, it does get your attention. And, of course, that's what's on the cover of your book. Then the sort of subtitle, "Advice Your Mom Would Give You If She Thought You Were Listening." Now, and that leads me to ask, it seems like, because we have visited with you previously, Becky, that once you started this, you started getting advice from other moms that might be something you'd want to include. How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. And what's fun is just to see how different families are and how different, you know, different levels of importance for things. Some moms really want to talk to their girls about dating and boys and are really worried about, you know, how girls can fend off boys. So I get a lot of advice about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And cooking. We're not big cookers in our house, but a lot of moms want their daughters to know how to be able to do the essentials, boil an egg, make a cream sauce. I think those are secondary myself, but...
Yeah, you and I have a little argument about that.
Oh, would you? Okay.
Yeah, because you said the essentials. I mean, you didn't say be a chef. You said the essentials, and sometimes... You know some things about food that help you be safe, so I think there are some essentials. But anyhow, that's a whole, that's where we have a little difference. But I'm not writing a book, and you have successfully written a book. Are you going to do another one?
Well, you know, the mandate has come to do a boys' book.
Uh-huh.
Other women have kind of shoved advice at me that make it almost irresistible, because boys are different. A lot of the things in this book apply, really all but about, you know, 5 or 6 pages mm-hmm. for boys, but it's illustrated for women, and it's you know, just in a cadence for women. But
right.
I think the boys need a book too.
Sure. And let's talk a little bit about how we will know when you have written a boys' book, how people give you advice. How do we know more about you in terms of, website and blog and all that?
Oh, thank you. Well, I have a website for this book called laundryordie.com, laundryordie.com, and that's where I'm collecting advice. So if women want to contribute, or dads too. And then my website about startistry, about innovation and art, is called startistry.com. It would be like artistry, but with a S-T.
Mm-hmm.
Artistry.com, so you can reach me there. I am learning to do Twitter and Pinterest, so those names are Laundry or Die also. So I love getting pins from people, getting fun pictures. You know, a lot of the stuff in the book is about just the fun of life. Get a cute umbrella.
But some is a little serious, Becky. And, you know, I think previously when we visited, we talked about this could be a great book for somebody going off to college, could be somebody who's maybe just graduating from 8th grade, could be a shower gift. I'm thinking this would be a great shower gift. But you don't have to be 18 to appreciate this book. You know, I went through and I go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Good reminders for those of us who've been around a lot more years even than you have, and kind of just fun to read. So I kind of passed it around and say, hey, guys, what do you think about this? I wonder, you said, you know, most of them are just like one-liners. But there's one that, again, is a little longer, called Hang Around at Home. Tell us about that and how you accomplished that.
Oh, yes. Now, in a lot of them, you're right. A lot of women my age are having a lot of fun with it, because it really, telling somebody to follow their dreams and to be careful and to, you know, find what's important, that's something that we can all stand to listen to.
At any age, yes.
So Hang Around at Home, as you can imagine, I'm leafing through to...
Well, it's a schedule, a half day each week at your home.
It really just says, you know, for a young woman who hasn't discovered that she can spend the day, that she needs some time to herself. The entry says, schedule a half day each week at home, all to yourself, to turn off the phone and the computer, to drift into your closet and put outfits together, to give yourself a facial, to look at the calendar and see what's coming up, to think about what you need from the store or to call your mom. Avoid things with a deadline, a grade, or a bill associated. Just be you in your space. It feels indulgent, but it actually boosts productivity and reduces the stress of your week. But you have to schedule it, or it may not happen.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking young moms are going, okay, how do I do that? But great advice, and obviously you find time for yourself. The one other one, well, we're sort of out of time, Becky. I love visiting with you, love your book, and we want to thank you for visiting with us. And again, the book is Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone, and go to laundry.com if you want to.
Laundryordie.com.
Laundryordie.com. So thank you so much, Becky Blades, for visiting
thank
with us this morning.
Thank you. With you again.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Until one of the things she says, the quality of your friends can define the quality of your life.